Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh, one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. And if you scroll down underneath there in the super chat, you'll also find a link to People for People Radio Network. Click on that and go and say hi to those wonderful people as well. So anyway, all the way through life, we keep on hearing all these things about, energy crisis and all kinds of... That noise you hear running in the background is my heater. It's a little chilly where I'm at right now. But anyway, you keep on hearing about the... back in the old days, the old oil embargoes and all this kind of craziness, And, there's been lots of wars fought over resources and more ridiculousness than you can possibly count. Well, if you get out there and you start listening to people, some of the big wigs out there, the wealthy individuals, they'll tell you all kinds of crazy stuff. And most of those that you would think would be ones that would be all into green energy and stuff like that are all speaking out against it. And so, what gives there, because these supposedly save the planet people, I guess they got the save the planet thing on their own, whatever their own scale is, like old Bill Gates and his vaccinations kind of mentality, depleting the planet or depopulating the planet kind of stuff. And when you listen to people out there talk about so-called fossil fuels, it just you'd think that we only have so much of it and we're not going to be able to get any more. And then you listen to people talk about fracking and how they got this new technique, which is not so new now, but anyway, this new technique to crack up the ground and get out some natural gases and oils and stuff like that. And you'll even hear people talk about, times when oil wells went dry and all that. It just never ends. It's constant lies of, anything to have to do with alternative energy or alternative fuels of any type. And, you see all the kinds of suppression out there, and you see all the kinds of people talking craziness about climate change, climate disruption, or global warming, whatever they're going to call it next week when the math don't add up. And I know I say that ad nauseum, but it just drives me freaking bonkers. Because it's just years and years worth of studying science and listening to people come on board, politicians and all them out there talking about how we gotta reduce our carbon footprint, we gotta save the planet, we gotta tax this and tax that and all this kind of stuff. And I'm sitting back and I'm watching all this and I'm getting madder and madder by the second. Over the years, it's surprising I haven't had an aneurysm or I hadn't, blown my stack. It's surprising that my eyes hadn't popped out from, being so frustrated from listening to freaking bold-faced lies. That's all it is a whole bunch of lies. Everything from the way that we generate electricity to nuclear power, everything. It's just, the industry out there, they know exactly what I've been saying all along. They know it. They know it without a doubt. But you got to say, well, it's scarce, so we gotta charge you more for it, or it's harder to get, or we gotta get it from these people over here in this country, or whatever. And so they actually go over there, and they have warlords over fighting over other people's oil wells and such. And it's not even necessary. And it's never been necessary. Do you realize how many people have probably died because of crude oil, because of the black gold, the Texas tea, so to speak, it boggles my mind because I've been shouting this stuff for so many years and I can't get any kind of common sense response. I've been trolled all the heck, and had people talk smack about, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Everything from fresh water, oh, well, they're talking about drinkable water. Well, man, if you paid attention in science class, the earth is majority covered in water. And the earth is one massive recycling machine. It's a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions. And you're never going to run out of anything, let alone crude oil. But it doesn't matter, you know, because people are sitting there trying to tell you just because you're driving your car that you're smoking up the planet, or, you know, you're running these coal factories to produce electricity and all this kind of stuff, so you're choking out the planet and we're all going to die and all this kind of craziness. According to the knuckleheads, we got 12 years or less now to live on this world. And so why wouldn't a guy like myself get upset? Because I paid attention in science class. And now I got to listen to all this craziness year after year, knowing that people are going to war and dying over something that's not even rare. Folks, there is absolutely, without a doubt, no such thing as fossil fuel. It does not exist. It never has existed. It's not made from dinosaurs. You can make crude oil out of grass clippings, all different types of plants. You can make crude oil out of waste products that, you know, you go to the bathroom, it goes down there, turns into sludge. Any biological waste, period, you can produce crude oil. And it's not even rocket science. But doggone it, man, you're still hearing it, and you're still paying it at the pump. When you go to the doggone pump, and you're driving a diesel engine, not only are you getting part of the natural crude oil, so-called fossil fuel, but they're also putting chemicals in there as well, you know, detergents to clean your engine out and all this kind of stuff. And so it's not even remotely natural what they put in there. And so it's no wonder that there are people with all kinds of lung diseases and all kinds of weird health problems and stuff. And average Joe just keeps on buying it. They keep on buying into the lie. You know, senators and congressmen and parliament members all over the world get by with so much. Either they're flat out, mentally ill, or they're probably the most evil people in the world. If they know this what I'm telling you, then they're doing it on purpose. They're flat out doing it on purpose. They're lying to people. They're stealing to people. Stealing from people. They're killing people. Yeah, alternative energy research is left and right, dropping like flies all over the world. Every time you turn around, you're hearing a so-called conspiracy about what happened to this alternative energy researcher. Right? So what's the problem? So what? They found a better way to do things, you know? Is that any reason to try to suppress the information? I thought we were out to make the world better. Yeah, I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the propaganda. I'm tired of the stupidity. I'm tired of all this ridiculousness. Free energy, right? Okay, you go up, Google up free energy. Look it up on YouTube and you're going to get so much craziness. So much ridiculousness. Free energy is the scum on your pond. Free energy is that nasty stuff at the bottom of your pond. Free energy stuff is the dirt. It's the leaves. It's the sticks that you're always trying to sweep up and get rid of. There's free energy everywhere you look. And yet, here we are. Here we are. And this is so far beyond ridiculousness. It's past ludicrous. It's mind-blowing. And I can sit here and shout till the cows come home, till the chickens start to dance and all this kind of crazy stuff, and I still aren't going to be able to get my point across, because the suppression and the craziness is just off the scale. You think that people would flock to information such as this? I didn't know I could run my car off of grass clippings. Well, yeah, you can. You can run it off of water, too. But that's not what's going to happen, because they're going to tell you can't. You can't do it for this. You can't do it for that. I'm starting to believe that the laws of physics were put down there in place to try to keep people from trying things that, you know, otherwise might have worked. The laws of physics aren't what you think they are. You know, okay, so we get a little bit of this, we get a little bit of that, and it gives you information on how a few things work and all that, but it's not it's not the laws of physics that are set there to, be at your advantage. It's there to keep you from believing that there's anything possible. My God, NASA sits there and talks about all kinds of cool stuff, man. They're funded by the people. They're funded by the people who fund the government. And they get millions of dollars, and they make really large claims of these cool things that they've done and places they've gone and all this kind of stuff. And if we got that kind of technology, why in the heck are we still having fights over resources? There ain't no shortage of food in this world. There ain't no shortage of water. There ain't no shortage of medicine. There ain't no shortage of fuel or any type of energy for that matter. It's all big bold-faced lie in order to keep the man in charge and keep you paying your taxes and doing your thing. Now, I don't know when the average Joe's ever going to wake up, because I'm starting to think the average Joe ain't never going to wake up, because I start talking to people all the time. You know, I got that shirt and says, Mad Science is the Key to Truth About Free Energy. Ask me why. Well, when people start asking me why, all the information that pours out of my mouth and my brain to them, it just overwhelms them. They're like, wow, I never knew that. Wow, I never knew that. Wow, I never knew that. I never heard that. Wow, that's cool, you know. And eventually their eyes roll back in their head because they're on information overload. Because I'm sitting there telling them as much information as I could get to them, as fast as I could get it to them, and hoping that they'll something that I say that they'll retain in their memory and share it with somebody else. But I'm just one person. I can't do this by myself. I keep on trying to show the world how if they're really interested in saving the planet, so to speak, because they're always saying save the planet. Oh, the planet's dying. You know how long the planet's been dying? The planet's been dying since the doggone dawn of time, according to the doomsdayers. But we got all the solutions necessary to resolve every single problem under the sun. It's just a matter of fact that the people are going to have to learn how to get their act together. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to learn how to get your act together. If you really seriously care about the environment, if you care about nature, if you care about this world, you're going to have to get your act together. You're going to have to take a little bit extra time to maybe recycle some stuff, you know, clean some stuff up, try to do your little teeny tiny part, and get everybody else to do the same. Otherwise, this planet's going to keep on piling up, and we'll be listening and dancing with Madam Trash Heap at the last summit of whatever's left of the world when it all goes to heck in a handbasket. So, you know, I'm just like, it blows my doors off, because the more I research, the madder I get. Mad Science gets more intense and as time goes, and eventually, going to come a day when the grand finale in OSHA's is just goes thermonuclear and just poof, he's gone. He just blows up, man. His brain just explodes from the craziness. I'm sitting here trying to tell the world how to fix the problems that they claim they have, but they don't have a problem. You know, it's all self-fulfilled prophecies that they're bringing about on their own. We got things that we could actually do to, if you're worried about the doggone environment, build cars that'll run on water, build cars that'll run on anything. And it, you know, you're not going to get away from the internal combustion engine or any of that. You know, you're going to have fancier technology in the future, but you're not going to get away from it. You know, one day we might have plasma drive engines and such, but man, at the pace we're going right now, we ain't going nowhere. We're still in the Stone Age. We should be so much further advanced right now. And it drives a guy like me crazy, because I listen to all these fear mongers out there, all these supposed politicians and representatives and stuff, just fear mongering, lying to everybody, and still voting to take us to war. Man, you know what? You want peace in the Middle East? I'll tell you exactly how to get peace in the Middle East. Stop buying their fuel. stop buying their crude oil. Stop it, just plain and simple. And they'll go broke, and they'll get tired. They'll wipe each other out if that's what it takes. And the last man standing, that's it. But the more you empower these people with the evil almighty dollar or the yen or the ruble or any of this other kind of craziness, they buying weapons, they're killing each other, they're killing other people, basically using something that is not even rare that they're selling to the world. You want to talk about a scam of epic proportions. And so we're helping them. We're enabling them. We're empowering them to continue to fight each other. They want to take over each other's land. Never mind the holy war. Forget about all that. We're talking about you're giving them millions and millions and millions, if not billions of dollars for black substance out of the ground. And then when they get mad at you, they cannot sell it to you or try to jack up the price. And then your government, who knows the truth, is turning around and basically giving them what they want and lying to you in order to maintain continuity of government. Oh, don't get away from the dollar. Don't try to make us buy in gold or silver or anything like that. No, we want you to buy the dollar. You know? Look, I'm not anti-American. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-stupidity. I'm anti-corruption. I don't like people being lied to and stolen from, period. It makes me angry. But the thing about it is, folks, there ain't no way we're ever, ever going to be able to fix any of this until the message can get through the minds of the indoctrinated masses out there. It's just not going to happen because they keep on supporting the same companies that are causing the same problems that they claim to be against. You stand out there with a wooden stick and a paper sign saying save the trees, you're an idiot. Alright? It's that simple. And if you're out there boo-hooing about climate change and you're ignoring what I'm saying here, you're part of the problem. You're more dangerous than the people out there driving the big old black smoking diesel engines spewing crud in the air. You're worse than the coal fire power plant. You're worse than the nuclear industry. You are the problem. If you're one of those save the planet people who believe in climate change and global warming, you need to go back to school. Not the school that you came from, because obviously they done steered you down the wrong dang road, because you didn't come out of there with any kind of knowledge. You came out of there with mockingbird mentality, where you'll spew out everything that you read in the textbook as if it was the gospel. But I'm sorry to say, if you went to public school and you didn't figure it out by now, you're ignorant. I'm serious. At college, I don't care if you got 27 years in college. You're an idiot. You learned what they want you to learn. You learned your indoctrination so well, now you're out there protesting in the streets and making a fool out of yourself because you did not pay attention in science class. If you'd have paid attention in science class, if you'd have heard what the man on the Mad Science Show kept shouting and shouting and shouting and shouting for so many doggone years, I started off with normal looking, you know, man hair. It's like young and beautiful. Now I'm all gray haired and jacked up because I'm just like thinking about, you know, I can't believe that after all these years, nobody gets it. They just don't get it. No matter how many people I talk to every single day, they just don't get it. They're still going to the butchers that we like to call doctors. They're still paying their dues to the government. They're still paying their dues to the man. They're still constantly supporting the same system that's out there murdering, robbing, raping, looting, and pillaging the planet. Or the flat earth, whatever it is that you believe. I don't even care. But the fact of the matter is, if we're ever supposed to save the environment, then people, you got to get your act together. and you gotta stop supporting people that don't even know what type of government they're representing. They're always out there hollering, democracy, democracy, democracy. We ain't here in the United States, ain't never been a democracy, you fools. We are a representative republic, and our representation sucks. They're not doing the job. They're lying, they're looting, they're pillaging, they're killing, they're buying, they're stealing, they're trading, they're doing everything they're not supposed to do, and you keep on voting them in. When are you going to get your act together? Stop voting for the idiots that are out there killing off your people. They're going to take them to the doctor so the doctor can radiate your child and make your child bald-headed and sicker than the child was to begin with. When there are natural cures out the eyeball, nature has provided every single thing that you need for every single solution, for every single problem that you could potentially come up with. Nature has provided it, but you're not listening. You're simply not listening. And that's why I call it mad science, because it makes me mad. I get so incredibly frustrated when I hear the words coming out of people's mouths that it's just mind-blowing. Oh yeah, let's just keep on going to war. Let's just keep on shooting each other down in the streets. Let's just keep on burning down each other's property and keep on doing all the ridiculousness and then turn around and cry how miserable it is. I can't get a job, sir. No, you can't get a job because you done burnt your own community down, you fool. When are you going to get your act together? You want a job? Well, there's a good job out there. It's called getting your act together. When you get your act together, you'll realize that things will start working out better. I play a few things, man. I'm just like in a rare form today. I tell you what, listen to
So a lot of people are very optimistic, as you know, with wind and solar, the renewables cost coming down, the battery costs are coming down. You think that's enough, or do you think
that is so disappointing? Vaclav yesterday, he said, okay, here's Tokyo, 27 million people. You have 3 days of a cyclone basically every year. It's 22 gigawatts rate over 3 days. You know, tell me what battery solution is going to sit there and provide that power. I mean, let's not joke around. You're multiple orders of magnitude, you know, $100 per kilowatt hour. That's nothing. That doesn't solve the reliability problem. And remember, electricity is 25% of greenhouse gas emissions. Whenever we came up with this term clean energy, I think it screwed up people's minds because they don't understand. I was at this conference in New York, I won't name it, and they were saying, all these financial guys got on stage and said, oh, we're going to rate companies in terms of their CO2 output. We're going to say this company puts out a lot of CO2 and financial markets are magical and all of a sudden the CO2 will stop being emitted. And I was like, okay, how do you make steel? Do you guys on Wall Street, do you have something in your desks that makes steel? What? Where's the fertilizer, cement, plastic? Where's it going to come from? You know, do planes fly through the sky because of some number you put on a spreadsheet? So the madness of this so-called finance is the solution. I just don't get that. There is no substitute for how the industrial economy runs today.
Yeah, there's no substitute. Did you hear that? There's absolutely no substitute to how things run today. These folks out there, they know it. They know it. They know that that the lie that they're perpetrating on the people is that there's a scarcity of everything, and then even when it comes down to supposed to doing alternative energies such as wind and solar and all that, they know it. They're not worried about it. That's why they keep on doing. When the doggone solar and the wind power start to get a little bit more powerful than the main energy industry, then they turn around and try to tax people. They try to punish people for trying to basically reduce their carbon footprint and such. And this whole CO2 thing, man, this makes me so doggone angry that my eyes get crooked. I'm probably the most cross-eyed looking individual on the planet. I'm going to look ridiculous before it's all over with. My hair is going to be even worse than it is now. My eyes are going to be all crooked, and I'm going to look like I had 10,000 strokes in the last 15 seconds. You know, it's nuts. But we're not done yet, because we're just getting wound up here at Mad Science.
Fossil fuels. Fossil fuel is a term used to describe a group of energy sources that were formed from ancient plants and organisms during the Carboniferous period, approximately 360 to 286 million years ago, even before the age of dinosaurs. At that time, the land was covered with swamps filled with organisms and plants. As they died, they sank to the bottom of swamps and oceans, and over millions of years started decomposing under layers of sand, clay, and other minerals. Different types of fossil fuels formed depending on the combination of organic matter, temperature, time, and pressure conditions while decomposing. There are three major types of fossil fuels: coal, oil, and natural gas. Coal was formed from ferns, plants, and trees, which hardened due to pressure and heat. Oil was formed from small organisms, like zooplankton and algae, where pressure caused the more complex organic matter to decompose. Natural gas was formed by the same process as oil, only it was exposed to more heat and pressure, causing it to further decompose and turn into a gaseous form. Fossil fuels are sought-after energy sources because they have a high energy density. They are the world's dominant energy source. Fossil fuels have a variety of applications, from electricity production to transport fuels. They can also be used to make a variety of common products, from plastics to cosmetics to even some medicines. These resources have powered industrialization over history and continue to do so today. Fossil fuels can be an abundant and cheap, or in some cases, a scarce and expensive form of energy, depending on geographic location. For this reason, geopolitical issues arise due to scarcity caused by the natural geographic allocation of these highly valuable resources. Fossil fuels are considered non-renewable resources because they take millions of years to form, which means that once they are used, the resources will not be replenished in a human lifetime. The gradual depletion of the most accessible fossil fuel reserves have forced companies to develop technologies for extracting more challenging or unconventional reserves. In many cases, this means additional safety and environmental concerns, as well as higher costs. Fossil fuels are also the largest emitters of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas which causes climate change. In addition, their production causes both environmental and human health issues. These concerns have triggered society to look at alternate sources of energy that are more environmentally sustainable and renewable. That's fossil fuels.
All right, so you've just been indoctrinated. That's what they're teaching your kids in school. All right, now if you learn that and you believe that and you preach all of what was just said in there, your indoctrination is perfect and you are an idiot. You flat out just did not pay attention in science class and you just bought the lie. You know, they talk about, you know, fracking techniques and how that actually happens. You crack up the ground and you suck gas out of there. Never mind the fact that hydraulic pressure, when you empty that gas out of a certain area, that pressure's released and you get sinkholes popping up everywhere. And then everybody's all like, well, what happened? But you just keep on thanking your government for it. Thank you, sir. May I have some more? Yeah, you can have some more. You're just going to have to pay some more, too. You know, and it's just, come on, man. Are you serious? You're wondering why the ground is shaking. You're wondering why your house is going down into a big old hole. And you ain't figured it out yet that a lot of these doggone wells that get drained dry, or the doggone gas that gets drained out, you know, is like it releases the hydraulic pressure and it causes the ground to quake and shake and fall in. Well, imagine that. I just mind blowing. Who would have guessed it? Who'd have guessed if you took all that hydraulic pressure out from underneath your house, your foundation would crack? Wouldn't been me. You know, I didn't pay attention in science class. Let's just keep rolling.
crude oil. It's without doubt the most important fuel resource in modern industrial society, necessary for everything from producing plastics to producing fuel. And it's getting harder and harder to get hold of. Traditional pumping of crude reserves is becoming more and more difficult and expensive, tar sands are hugely polluting and inefficient, and biofuel takes up vast tracts of land which then can't be used for food crops. Short of finding a better source of fuel, a long-term solution is needed. And scientists from the US Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory have come up with a remarkable solution. Using a watery slurry of algae, they've discovered a way to efficiently, cheaply, and very quickly create crude oil. Algae fuel isn't a new idea, but it's been beset by problems in the past, namely that it's required to be dry before being processed, which is expensive and slow. The PNNL solution doesn't need it. The biomass can be up to 90% water and is dried as part of the process, heated and crushed under high pressure, as in a pressure cooker. Better yet, most of the byproducts can be used to grow more algae, making the process extremely efficient. To power the US's every need using soy-based biodiesel, half of the country would have to be turned over to bean growth. By comparison, just 0.42% would be needed for algae. That's pretty extraordinary. So promising is the new system that the DOE has already signed up a partner, Genifuel, to scale up the process to commercial levels where it's competitive with traditional crude oil sources. And that is extremely exciting. Okay, the pollution element of burning fossil fuels remains, but the infrastructure to operate vehicles on oil has been in place for a century. And it works. And since algae can potentially be used to clean polluted water or grown off biological waste, it's environmentally a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, pretty neat idea. Well, you know what? All these people that mow their lawns and such, and they bag up these nifty little sticks and grass clippings, and they actually pay the trash man to haul them off to a special dump and all that kind of stuff. They just threw away a bunch of crude oil. You know, there's a thing going on where farmers are over-fertilizing their land, and it's causing duckweed and watermill to grow out of style. All the way through the whole entire United States, there's all kinds of weeds growing in every single direction, and everything that's biological out there, including human waste, cattle waste, or whatever, can be turned into crude oil. And it don't take millions of years. Don't take billions of years. That's another one of the lies that was told, oh, we're using it faster, we're going to run out faster. But who cares? Even if you want to get rid of what you like to believe is fossil fuel and not run gasoline engines or coal-fired power plants, there are so many different methods by which to get the energy that you need to do the work that you want done. It's just mind-blowing. It's off the scale. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not paying attention, and you're not looking at it. Man, I tell you what, it just drives me insane. I think my eye's getting crooked already. Let's just keep rolling.
We flush more than 34 billion gallons of sewage in the U.S. every day. What if that waste could be transformed into fuel? Researchers at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory have figured out how. They put the waste into a hydrothermal liquefaction system.
I gotta pause this for a second. Hey, researchers figured out how. Man, I've been hollering about it for years. And they just now figuring it out? These people knew it all along, man. The governments knew it all along. They don't want competition for their almighty petrol dollar. They don't want it. They don't want me saying this kind of stuff. And if I do say it, they don't want people hearing it. They do not want you to know. Period. They don't want you to know the truth. But they didn't just figure this out, man. I'm going to prove this before this whole show's out. They didn't just figure this out. They've known this for a long time. They've known that you can get methane out of there's a reason why when you got a septic tank that you have a vent on the doggone thing. Otherwise, you heard the whole thing, if the stuff hits the fan, you don't vent it, it'll pressurize itself and blow up. Oh, man. Let's just keep going.
The machine mimics how the Earth makes crude oil, with heat and pressure. But it's faster. In minutes, the sludge turns into bio-crude. Like crude oil, bio-based crude can be processed to make fuel. Genifuel will use PNNL's technology at a demonstration plant in Vancouver, Canada. So one day, you could reduce waste and help produce renewable fuel with every flush.
Imagine that. You're going to produce fuel with every flush. Every flush. And you're going to keep on throwing your garbage in the garbage can. And you're going to keep on shipping it out. And then you're going to keep on going buying back the same product over and over. You know you recycle. You recycle all the time and you don't even know it. They know you're recycling. They're good recyclers. Look, man, you think when these folks have all this, these chickens and stuff, you think they don't know what to do with that, that waste? Yeah, they know what to do with it. Look in the cattle industry. What do they do with manure, huh? Yeah, they recycle it. They fertilize with it. Yep, that's what they're doing. It's the stinky old truth about everything. You think you got it figured out? Yeah, right. You got it. You go keep on going to the gas station and keep on paying for electricity and keep on doing that because, you know, hey, the man said there's a scarcity.
Back in this country, the Green New Deal, almost overnight it seems like, has taken over the environmental agenda of the Democratic Party. Young pioneer Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says, we're going to need to ground our planes, ditch our cars, stop having kids for the sake of the planet. We even need to stop eating hamburgers. The Ocasio-Cortez's chief of staff was just caught downing one for dinner the other night. But even if we went entirely to wind and solar, as the Green New Deal ordains, would that fix the problems we need to fix? Michael Schellenberger has spent many years looking at this, and he doesn't think so. He's the president of the group Environmental Progress, and he joins us tonight. Michael, thanks very much for coming on.
You
wrote a piece in Quillette this morning that I thought was really smart and interesting, and I recommend it to everyone watching because of the level of scientific detail in it. But it's about wind and solar and the claim that we could shift the grid to rely on renewables like wind and solar overnight and be okay. And you say that's not possible.
Yeah, and I was one of the founders of sort of the original Green New Deal back in 2003-2007. People don't remember President Obama. We spent about $150 billion on renewables between 2009 and 2015. And we just kept encountering the same kind of problems everywhere that were related both to the essential unreliability of solar and wind. They just depend on when the sun is shining and wind is blowing, which is 10 to 40% of the year. And then also something that people are not as aware of, which is the low energy density of sunlight and wind. And basically yes. What we've been finding is that the lower the energy density of the fuel, in this case the sunlight and wind, the bigger the environmental impact. You just have to use a lot more natural resource, including land, to generate very much electricity.
So it's not very good for the environment, was your point. Then you point to another form of energy that has a checkered reputation, but that you made a very powerful case for, nuclear.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the process of trying to figure out how to deal with things like climate change, or even if you're not as concerned about climate change, how to deal with air pollution.
Yes.
We finally just had a number of friends who said, what about nuclear? And we were like, well, but nuclear is scary. And we had, I had all of the concerns that most people have about nuclear. I went up and read up about all the accidents and was shocked, actually, by how few people died in Chernobyl. In the most recent accident at Fukushima, the scientists agree that nobody will die from the radiation that escaped. And that, too, is explained by the energy density. So what we find is that biomass, burning wood, and fossil fuels kill about 7 million people a year from smoke. And so that smoke is just a function of all of that waste product being in the air, people breathing
right.
it. With nuclear, even in the worst accident, only a tiny amount of material escapes. And so the energy density of the fuel also determines just how much air pollution there's going to be.
So the people who wrote the Green New Deal and proposals like it must have consulted scientists before they did, and so they must know what you just said is true, because it demonstrably is true.
So why isn't nuclear part of the solution? Why are they against nuclear?
It's very disappointing. Well, I mean, there's sort of three big reasons why people are against nuclear. I mean, the first is that they associate it with the bomb, which is wrong. They're two separate technologies. You know, the second is that in the 60s, more in the 60s, but still around today, there was concerns that too much cheap energy, too much nuclear energy, would result in overpopulation, overconsumption. And then the third one, which in some ways is the most powerful, is just a really strong desire to use energy to harmonize with the natural world. That turns out to be a bad idea, because the more natural resource we use, the worse it is for the natural environment.
Well, exactly. And I would just, unfortunately at the time, I would recommend your piece on Quillette to everybody watching, because it really changed my mind completely on the subject. Mike Schellenberger, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
So, thank you so much. Man, I tell you, every time I listen to people like this, it makes my brain hurt. Talk about renewable energy. You know, oh, we got to have renewable, non-renewable. It's the biggest lie in the history of lies. This whole renewable energy thing. Every doggone thing out there is renewable. It doesn't matter what you do in this world. Everything gets recycled. Over and over and over and over and over and over again to infinity and beyond. But it's going to take so much time, Shaziz, for the Earth to put it all back and make it work. Well, then why don't you do what you should have been doing all along and conserve on energy and re-engineer your machines to not pollute? I mean, it's not like we don't have technology to capture carbon if you're worried about it. You know, pump that stuff right into a greenhouse and help the plants. For Pete's sake, man, you don't even have to dump it out into the atmosphere. Dump it down into huge greenhouses. Let the plants do their job. You know, it's just ridiculous, man. And all this craziness about how much land you're going to have to take up for biofuels and all that kind of stuff is a bold-faced lie. Because do you realize how many crops every single year get flat-out wasted? Everything from corn to beans to the actual stock that the corn grows on, to all the different weeds and stuff when people grow things. Man, there's more fuel than you'll ever be able to use in a trillion, 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 and whatever's much higher than that in new numbers or whatever. You're never going to run out of energy. But the system wants to keep you constantly thinking we've got an issue. Now, carbon is your issue. If you believe that carbon is a greenhouse gas, then you need to stop. You need to stop doing what you're doing. Start riding to work in a rickshaw and start, riding bicycles and go back to living in mud huts and, you know, don't burn no candles. When it's dark, you need to just go to bed and just hope for the best. Don't burn no candles. You don't want no carbon getting loose. Man, and you're going to have to drink flat soda, too, because you do know that's carbonated water, right? And those little bubbles when they're coming up, where do you think that's going? You're going to have to stop drinking. You're going to have to drink flat soda. And you might not even be able to do that because, you know, there were tractors involved to gather up the sugar, to make all this kind of stuff. And you're going to have to drink flat beer as well. But you can't have beer because if you're making beer, you're going to produce carbon. Yes, you're going to produce CO2 in the process when it ferments. Man, I just don't understand why people can't understand simple science, simple physics, simple mechanics. If you're worried about all this kind of stuff, then you need to step up. You need to get up off your couch. You need to get proactive. You need to spread messages like this one right here to all the people out there to tell them that, look, you sent your kids to school so that they can make idiots out of them. They're going to make your kid ignorant. Your kid's going to come out, he's going to sound like a doggone crazy lunatic liberal, and he's going to keep on telling you all this stuff about how the world is doomed. And he's going to keep on throwing trash on the street while he's out protesting. So the hypocrisy, the ludicrousness of it, the whole deal, the ridiculousness, it's just mind-blowing. It's off the scales. How can you have so many people in this world who haven't got the brains of a flea? That I'm trying not to be rude, but I'm so doggone frustrated and aggravated and beyond just shocked at the sheer stupidity of this world. We're living in the movie Idiocracy. We're living it. We're living it real time. The congressmen and the senators, I don't even know how they even got in the seats of power because they're so stupid. I ain't seen one representative. I ain't seen one that has ever even come close to having any common sense. And they always spew out the same propaganda. The mainstream media does the same thing. They got children and teenagers out there protesting and going around talking about how we got to save the world. Well, if you want to save the world, let's get it done. Stop talking about it. Put up or shut up. Come on, put your big boy pants on and let's get down to business. Let's start fixing things. Because all we're doing is going around in circles. We got our wheels of the machine slipping in the mud. That's all we're doing. We ain't going nowhere. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, Snively Whiplash has got his hands so deep in the cookie jar, he's got his arms stuck. You know, now's the time to catch him. They're going to take you to war, man. Woman, they're going to take you to war. They're going to take your children out there and have your children shoot other people's children because they want to stand and be powerful and they want to have the control over you, the people. They want that. That's what they do. They don't get to eat caviar and steak tartare and fancy champagnes and wear big nice suits and drive in stretch limos and fly in corporate jets for nothing. You're giving them that. Just like you elevate the movie stars out there, the foul-mouthed heathens that run around trying to make society look like worse than it should be. Man. You talk about sell your soul to the devil. Hollywood, Congress, the Senate, the whole entire United States government, the British government, the Canadian government, the Russian government, the Chinese government, every single person in every single government in every single doggone nation is basically in it to win it, and they don't care that you lose in the process. The lie has been told, you bought into it, and you're still buying into it, because you still buy from Walmart, and Kmart, and Target, and all these other companies that go around in third world nations and abuse them and take their doggone resources and run off with them to make a profit while polluting in the process.
All right, hey guys, we're back at Oil Press Company in Mondovi, Wisconsin. We're going to try to press some hemp seed oil, which we're doing right over here. We'll take a look at that in a second, and we're going to put it into this Kubota F2560 tractor and mow the lawn with it.
Now, did you hear that? This guy in this noisy, rackety old video is talking about how they're going to take hemp seed oil and put it into a very expensive Kubota lawnmower and run it to mow the grass. Hemp seed oil.
So, what are we doing right here, Ryan?
Right now we're purging the diesel fuel out of the gas tank. We're running the electric fuel pump, and here you can see the diesel fuel being pushed out of the fuel tank. So pretty soon we'll just be pushing air, and then we'll put the hemp seed oil in and bring that up to the filter.
Alright, so let's take a look over here. Right now we have about 2.5 gallons of
the hemp seed oil. And again, I'll go through the process. Hemp seed goes in. Comes out of the oil, excuse me, hemp seed oil, right there, cold pressed hemp seed oil. It's pumped up by this peristaltic pump into the centrifuge. All the particulates get spun out, and the nice clean oil comes out of here. This is as slow as it goes right here. We are approaching the end of our run. This is the last of the hemp seeds that we're going to press today. Gotten a lot of press meal. So as soon as we are ready with the tractor, get some meat. Alright, shouldn't hit stop. We are ready. So, let's take some of this seed oil. I'll show this nice red color that it has. Alright, Ryan, would you like to do the honors?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm killing the sound on that for a minute. So the guy's pouring in pure cold pressed hemp seed oil into a Kubota diesel tractor. Alright, now if you own the Kubota, you know that they're pretty good little machines. And he's pouring pure cold pressed hemp seed oil in it. Alright, no refinery, no chemicals added, just pure cold pressed hemp seed oil.
Oh yeah, nice red color. Gallon number two. Not a drop spilled, look at you. Mm-hmm. How big of a tank does this thing have?
I think 5 gallons.
5 gallons, okay.
No. We will... Now we're going to see it.
You really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to see this go from diesel to veg oil. There's this air. And there it's turning green. And now we're on veg oil.
So that's being pumped where? Right into the engine?
Yep. Presently into this cap. And, but you can see the green now.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep.
So, I'm going to turn the key back off. Now we have vegetable oil right to the diesel fuel pump. Now we will reconnect the fuel line.
He just called it vegetable oil, but that was a mistake. It's hemp seed oil that he's running up in there.
There we go. Alright, so we're back. Still got the vegetable oil. Everything is hooked back up, and we are about to start her up.
All All right, now the sound you're hearing is a Kubota running off of pure hemp seed oil. And another thing is that in the process of pressing this, they actually even make another fuel that you can actually burn, just like firewood. You can make pellets out of the shells that after whatever's left over after they squeeze the hemp seed oil out of, you now have another secondary fuel, another byproduct of actually making the hemp seed oil. That's not counting the stems and the leaves and all that other kind of stuff. And it gets better than that. Let's just keep rolling. And I'm just trying to say, it just blows my doors off how more people don't understand what's going on in this world that we live in. Also want to point out, he just reached down and stuck his nose by the exhaust and took a big sniff of the exhaust. You're not going to have those detergents. You're not going to have those extra byproducts in the diesel like you would. So normal diesel fuel would really stink whenever you go put your nose down by it. You wouldn't want to sit around and breathe that kind of stuff. Or probably in the same sense, you probably wouldn't want to sit around and breathe this, because that Kubota's probably not as energy efficient as it could, but nonetheless, it's still a cleaner burning fuel. So let's just keep rolling here. So there's a couple guys that are sitting there running a Kubota lawn tractor and mowing the grass with hemp seed oil. Huh, who'd have thought? You know, who'd have thought that was ever even possible? Well, it gets better, folks. You know, it gets better. Let me catch up over here. So, let's see, 1941. What was going on in 1941?
Amongst the thousands of products made from hemp One of the most extraordinary is Henry Ford's plastic car. Built in 1941, it contained cellulose fibers derived from hemp, sisal, and wheat straw. The plastic was lighter than steel, yet could withstand 10 times the impact without denting.
So, they just showed a car that was made by Henry Ford in 1941 that he was hitting with a hammer or an axe and not denting the car. So, Henry Ford was not only building, he built a car, and actually quite a few of them, out of hemp, and was running the car on hemp oil in 1941. So why did that stop? Why did that process stop? You know, why don't we have cars today? Could you imagine a car that could stand 10 times the impact of a car that is modern day? They make these cars out of cheap old plastic that they're just not durable at all. You so much as breathe on it, you could put a dent in a brand new car. Why? When they had something that you could smack with an axe and the doggone thing wouldn't even dent. You have to ask yourself why. But, you know, hey, that's... We gotta have things fall apart, right? Well, let's see what we got here.
When I actually started to take a look at the numbers and just how green the car was, it was amazing to me. That's when I was convinced I have to make this car out of cannabis.
Car made out of cannabis.
You'll probably think that looks like a regular fiberglass car or even a steel car just looking at it. When you go up and you touch it and you knock on it, you go like, wow, that's fiberglass. But actually, it's not fiberglass. We used about 3 plies of woven hemp, and that made it rigid enough to keep its shape.
Built by Bruce Dietzen, this stunning sports car is made from around 100 pounds of hemp, as well as being a lot lighter than fiberglass or steel. The unusual material has another impressive quality.
It's 10 times more dent resistant than steel. I'm not going to do that right now.
Although this prototype is built on a Mazda chassis, Bruce hopes that if the car gets to production, that too will be made from hemp. He took his inspiration from Henry Ford, the great pioneer of affordable motoring, who was said to have experimented with hemp as both a material and a fuel in the 1940s.
Not everyone is familiar with Henry Ford's cannabis car. It was made not only out of cannabis, but also used soy for the resin, and it also used flax and some other things, wheat straw, etc. The most interesting aspect of that car is that he used both cannabis for the strength in the body, and then he also used cannabis remnants. He would make that into a fuel. His car, incredibly, was about 3 times greener than today's electric vehicles because of how it was made and then how it was fueled.
Bruce estimates that building the car cost him around $200,000 in cash and a further $200,000 in lost earnings. But he hopes his project will help him spread his environmental message.
It sets an example and it lets people know that we can make everything out of plants. That's what Henry Ford was really out to tell everyone when he created his first cannabis car.
So you feel it, buddy? Car's amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. This is beautiful.
We may not be able to pull up to our local gas stations right now and say, fill it up with hemp gasoline, because we have to wait for these fuel companies to catch up and start doing the right thing. It's really a symbolic product right now, but I think as we go into the future, we're going to see more and more companies realizing that what we have to do is start making things from plants if we're going to turn things around and start to reverse climate change.
As well as wanting to get the car to manufacture, Bruce is developing a TV show featuring the car, which will look at all the possibilities for the use of hemp in the future.
I live in Florida. Hemp is still illegal to grow in Florida. I had to import
the woven material all the way from China, because we still don't even have facilities that can make fabrics like this out of hemp. It has to come out of places like China. What a terrible wasted opportunity. We could be employing all these people, but we're going to take the car around the country and investigate these things, because if cannabis can be used this many different ways, we've got to accelerate the process of making it legal across the country and start using it more and more and more for both ecological purposes and medical purposes, etc.
All right, so there you go. You have heard it. They had made a car completely out of what some people would like to call dope, man. Weed, hemp, cannabis. And they run it off of doggone hemp seed oil. Ah! Henry Ford was doing it back in 1941. What's the big deal? Why would you want to make hemp illegal? Yeah. So, if you make hemp illegal, then that means that the hemp seed oil companies couldn't actually compete with the doggone crude oil companies. The dirty secret is that, you know, they don't care if you're getting high. They don't care if you're toking it up, man. They don't care if you're hitting the bong on a regular basis. They want to act like they care. They want to come in and throw people in prison for longer for weed than they do for, murder. And so, you know, you got a little bit of grass in your pocket, pull it out and look at it. That could be your future car. It could be your future fuel. But they don't want that. So there's a whole lot more to meet the eye than the fact that they, they're trying to do this war on drugs. You know, their war on drugs sparked off a whole bunch of synthetic stuff that was more dangerous than the natural stuff. But nonetheless, if Henry Ford was doing it back in the 1940s and nobody knew about it, seriously? No wonder Reefer Madness was a pretty popular movie back in the day, because people bought into the lie. Oh, I'm going to go crazy, man. Yeah, you're going to go out and murder people. Most stoners don't get up off the couch. They just lay there and eat nachos and Doritos and play Nintendo or PlayStation, whatever the heck it is now. You know? They're not out there robbing and raping and looting and pillaging. They don't have the motivation. They're kicked back. They're relaxed. They're just enjoying themselves. So how many hippies have you heard going out shooting up doggone schools and such? You don't. But nonetheless, why would they? Even if you can't get high on hemp. So what's the problem? If you can't get high on hemp, then that's not a drug. So, if you can use hemp seed oil for health benefits, if you can build 50,000 different products with hemp, and a car, and have the fuel to drive the car, then what's the problem? I tell you what the problem is. Those out there in the energy industry are suppressing every single thing possible that could potentially replace them. It's that simple. So, you know, the next time you're out there and you get a bad case of bonger's lung because you took too deep of a stroke off your doggone hookah or whatever it is you're toking on, you know, think about it. You could have built you a car. You could have built you a house. You could have built some rope. you could have done something, you know. So all these so-called environmentalists out there, I bet there's a bunch of them out there toking up. Yeah, toke it up, man. Yo, save the planet. I got my wooden stick and my paper sign saying save the trees, and I'm toking on my hookah, man. I got the bong going overload. Yeah, see, don't make no sense. It don't make no doggone sense at all. Some of the folks out there, I swear. You know, Henry Ford, 1941, riding around in a dope mobile, man. They had Cheech and Chong beat by a few decades. Cheech and Chong, don't you remember they made that van out of dope? And they got the people at the concert high because the doggone exhaust was heating up and smoking them out. And, you know, the band really sucked until those fumes got sucked into that doggone building. And then next thing you know, they were throwing down. But, you know, hey, so while we're living in this so-called free world, this prison planet that likes to keep everything under control and all the secrets under wraps, mad science is going strong trying to bring common sense back to the world. You can make oil in your doggone laboratory. You can make oil in your garage. You can make oil in your kitchen. That was cold pressed hemp seed oil extract, right, straight from the hemp seed. Straight from the hemp seed right into a Kubota lawn tractor. And he's out there mowing with it. And he's like, oh, well, that's a proof of concept. Well, it wasn't a proof of concept because Henry Ford got to it before he did. And I often wonder, maybe old Henry Ford was back here hitting on the bomb too. I bet half of these doggone politicians are hitting on the bomb. I bet in between deals, they're out there rolling up a fatty or a blunt, and they're going to town. I bet these people are so freaking high when they get up there and start spewing out their crazy agenda about the Green New Deal. Yeah, they got a Green New Deal going around right out there in the broom closet in the White House, you know, passing off some weed. Heck, man, they're probably making a lot of money off of it. I bet they don't have a dang a cannabis tax or anything like that. I bet they don't have a tax stamp. I bet they're ducking the IRS while the Congress and the Senate are out there getting high behind the dumpster with the Secret Service. Yeah, they're probably all toking it up. They're like, yeah, man, we're getting rich. These people are stupid. Let's go out there and talk politics. That's right, they're fighting left versus right. You know, left wing versus right wing, connected to the same bird, while they're out there giving you the bird while they're behind the dumpster at the White House smoking up some dope. Yeah, they're hitting it heavy, bros and girls out there. they're toking it up, man. Yeah, and they're doing it on your dime. I bet they bought that bag out of the tax money. And they're passing around. That's probably an inside joke, man. That's probably an inside joke. They're passing it up underneath the table. When you see one of them politicians disappear, that's because he's down there taking off a hit, man. He's toking it up. They know. Doggone oil companies know it. And oil companies are probably toking it up, too. I bet the parliament, I bet the queen is out there toking it up. And they're trying to put you on the reefer madness train. Oh, don't toke on that weird reefer. You're gonna get crazy. You're gonna be locked up in a straitjacket. You're gonna be axe murdering your granny and stuff. You're gonna be stealing grandpa's walker and shoving him down the stairs. That's why you're gonna go crazy. You're gonna have mental illness. The world's got a mental illness. It's called government. It's called the representation that's supposedly out there for the best interest. And all these people out there call themselves environmentalists. They're probably the worst part of it. They're the brown coats from back in the Nazi day when the Nazis went around and got these people all involved in becoming, you know, like citizen police. Yeah, they're doing the job. They're doing the dirty deeds of the man and making themselves feel good. But the reality of the whole matter is, all you're doing is screwing yourself, and you're screwing the doggone children's future. Sure, pollute up the planet. Let the companies do what they do. There's a reason why they call them blood diamonds. There's a reason why they call them, all these different things that people think are shiny things that, we gotta have gold, we gotta have silver, we gotta have the dollar bill, we gotta have the yen, the ruble. It's crazy. Money, money, money. Money makes the world go round. Well, Henry Ford was driving around in a doggone hemp mobile way back in the day. But you ain't. Heck no, you ain't. Unless you wanna gather up $200,000, try to build your own. It's crazy. So I'm going to take a music break because I'm out of podcasts to play. I'm pushing buttons on the wrong doggone thing. You might think I've been toking it up, but I'm not. I'm tired, man. I'm tired of the lies. So I'm gonna play a tune or two, and then I'm gonna come back and get riled up yet even more. Stay tuned. You're listening to Mad Science. Toke it up, man. Smoke your car.
the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boys, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back!
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Well, I can describe the ruckus. It's called mad science. Well, while the representation of the world, the leaders of the world, the governments of the world are behind the dumpsters of all the different, you know, shacks that they like to call, like the White House or whatever, you know, and the old, you know, queens over there, they're all toking up on the hookah and hitting the bongs and, you know, smoking a blunt and all that kind of crazy stuff, talking about save the planet and reduce your carbon footprint and all these climate stuffs out there, you know. There's the real world out there, real world of science that's getting ignored. So let's keep on rolling right here. Let's see what kind of craziness is going on out there, man. How much oil we got left in this world? Why don't you try to sit, talk about video unavailable? What? Are you serious? Let's try it right here then. So, it did it to me again. Let's try it down here then. All right. Yeah, that's it. Doggone, people don't want you to say things, because if you say things, man, let's try it here.
We're going to stop global warming. That was the resolve of last year's conference. To achieve that, CO2 emissions and fossil fuel use have to be reduced. Oil, gas, and coal have been reliable sources of profit, until now, that is. Prices have been plunging for quite some time, and investors are taking vast amounts of their money out of the sector. Painful pictures. At the 2015 Paris Climate Conference, the world's nations agreed to end the carbon-based economy. But smokestacks are still spewing out greenhouse gases.
Yep.
For how much?
Let me pause that for a second.
Perhaps
there.
50.
That's kind of funny, because in a lie, they got to tell the truth. So it's pumping out greenhouse gases. Think about that. There are greenhouses out there that actually flood the greenhouse with CO2 in order for the plants to grow better. So they do that whenever there ain't nobody in the greenhouse, for obvious reason, because CO2 is a heavier deal and it actually displaces oxygen to make you suffocate, so you actually wouldn't want to breathe that, just like you wouldn't want to breathe carbon monoxide the same way. Because you'd get poison, carbon monoxide poisoning, and suffocate. So anyway, greenhouse gas. All right, it's good for the greenhouse, not good for the planet. Let's go.
Model cities such as Rizhao in the Chinese province of Shandong demonstrate that the transition to solar and wind energy has begun. There are examples like these all around the world. Despite that, phasing out coal, oil, and natural gas won't happen overnight. But hasn't the fossil fuel industry long been playing for time? Divest now. For years, a worldwide movement has been urging people to stop investing in fossil fuels.
People are just lining up to try and get involved in this.
Its initiator, Bill McKibben, gives the coal industry 15 more years at most. Otherwise, the climate expert tells large crowds at events, preventing global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels cannot be achieved.
Pleasure for me to get to be here tonight.
Is McKibben a radical?
I think we know what we need to do. I think we've peeled away the layers of the onion. We've gotten to the very heart of things. As of tonight, we're taking on the fossil fuel industry directly. The moment has come that we have to make real stands. We're reaching limits. The biggest limit that we're running into may be that we're running out of atmosphere into which to put the waste products of our society. The carbon dioxide that's the ubiquitous byproduct of burning fossil fuel.
Talk it up, man!
London. This is the source of the data McKibben relies on. Carbon Trackers, an NGO, has determined that the enormous sums invested in fossil fuel companies, funds, and insurance policies are at risk.
The main assets are the oil, gas, and coal in the ground, and the extent to which the future business of these companies is based on those assets. And particularly if they start pouring significant amounts of money into developing those. I mean, for example, we've seen a recent example that Shell poured around $8 billion into drilling in the Arctic and has now pulled out of the Arctic. So, of course, that $8 billion is now lost. You could describe that as value destruction.
A carbon bubble is said to threaten those funding Shell and other fossil fuel companies. A disastrous devaluation of their investments is looming. What Greenpeace activists have long been claiming is now considered the scientific consensus. We can only allow ourselves to use a fifth of the world's reserves. At the same time, more and more people understand that the fossil fuel industry works by using everyone's savings, invested in funds and insurance policies.
These companies are a rogue force. They're outlaws. They're not outlaws against the laws of the state. They get to write those for the most part. But they're outlaw against the laws of physics. If they carry out their business plan, the planet tanks.
More than 500 institutions around the world have by now pledged to divest more than $3.4 trillion from the coal and oil sectors. They include cities such as Oslo, institutions like the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and insurers such as Allianz.
It's great. It is putting pressure. But we need also to create a hard place to divestments rock. We need to map out the transition for the fossil fuel industry around which mainstream financial institutions can engage.
Are alarm bells also ringing in the financial world? The City of London, the Bank of Montreal's global asset management, is one of the world's top funds managers. The institution was worried about its portfolios before the Paris summit. Where might it find new investment opportunities outside the coal and gas industries?
It's most important for the markets to have this energy transition take place with as few surprises as possible. That was one of our demands to the G7 and G20 members. On the part of investors, we actively promoted having the 2-degree target implemented in a way that markets can adjust to.
The transition from coal and oil won't be enforced with a big bang, but gradually via limits on emissions. The Paris conference, COP21, produced a situation that big money can work with.
investment fund manager and Hinsetz.
If we sit down with fund managers and say we can predict everything, we can calculate our carbon footprint and what it says about investment risk, that's the point where things get going.
The
key to what you're hearing right here is that these folks in what they like to call the fossil fuel industry, they want to, when there's a shift over, they want to still be able to make money. So they're talking about their investors. The only way that they're going to help move over to a carbon neutral kind of thing or whatever is so that, you know, they can still be just as rich as they are before. So it's not about they don't have the capabilities. It's about who's going to have the money when it's all said and done. And they know that if these green people get their way, that they're not going to be able to make any money. But then, once again, the green people don't realize that without these types of fuels and stuff like that, you ain't going to get no work done. You can't build solar panels and doggone iron and wind turbines and all that kind of stuff without petroleum products. So, you know, it's just about who's going to make the money, who's going to have the power. Let's finish this one.
It's important that the COP21 framework gives us political guidelines so we as investors can say, okay, we can move within these parameters.
It's all a lie.
We can decide where to divest and where to invest.
So, that's our job, to rewrite the story.
For the divestment movement, the most recent climate conference was a success. But its opponents from the coal and oil sector are also pleased with the Paris Agreement. The big money will be able to rely on its old sources of profit for quite a while yet.
Yep. Like I said. In U.S. history. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, I'm going to try this one again in a different spot. I might have to jump on YouTube and find it. Dad, blast it. Let me try this. I'm going to go on YouTube and I'm going to just try to play it straight from there then, man. Probably end up having to listen to a doggone commercial, but I'll find it. It's just crazy, man. This whole entire thing is crazy. These folks out there, they know it. They're just trying to get the power structure, to keep the power structure in their hands. So, let's see if this works. I'm going to probably have to...
Do you care about your car?
Yeah, check this out. I don't care about my car. Yeah, let me
see how that, slides right off?
Yeah. See how that slides right off? Petroleum products. All right, hold on.
To use new technologies to access...
Try this again.
...won't last forever. But why? Then if they are set to run out, how much is left? And when will that happen? To dig to the bottom of this one, we first need a quick refresher on how fossil fuels are created. And sadly, no, they're not mostly dead dinosaurs. You see, the vast majority of our fossil fuels come from the remains of plants and animals that lived around 300 to 400 million years ago. We don't see the first dinosaurs until around about 230 million years ago. So, when these plants and animals died, that very, very long time ago, they were covered in layers of earth or silt. And because of the combined actions of three things. One, the compression from the weight of all that stuff. Two, the microorganisms in there decomposing the content. And three, the heat underground. That transformed them into potential fuels. Coal is the remnant of ancient plants, whilst oil and natural gas mostly come from marine creatures, with natural gas being made in deeper, hotter regions where the oil gets a little bit more cooked. Now, we dig or drill this stuff out of the ground, and because it has been accumulating for a long time, initially there was a lot. But because it takes so long to make, we're using it much, much faster than it could possibly be replaced. This means that there is effectively a fixed amount of fuel on Earth, and we're using it up. So, yes, fossil fuels are going to run out, but what is left, and when will that happen? Well, we can fairly easily tally up what's known as our proven resources, the supplies that we know the locations of and we think we have a good chance of getting to. In their statistical review of world energy, BP estimated that the world had just over 1,700 billion proven barrels of oil in 2014. That's enough to meet 52.5 years of global production.
They also estimated just over 187 trillion cubic metres of natural gas. That's enough for 54 years. Then 891,531 million tonnes of coal. Enough for a whopping 110 years of global production. But there's also the stuff that we know about, can't reach, but think we might be able to get to someday. Hard figures on that are, understandably, tougher to come by. But oil and gas consulting firm Rystad Energy estimates total probable global oil reserves at 2,092 billion barrels, which is enough for about 70 years if our use doesn't go up. The total fuel resource, the amount of fossil fuels that could be out there that we know nothing about, could, of course, be even higher. But around 4 years ago, an idea came out that there actually is plenty of oil left, just that we haven't got around to getting it out of the ground yet. This means the numbers for the potential oil out there could in fact be way higher. We've already seen humanity use new technologies to access and use fuels that we couldn't get to before. Things like new techniques to extract oil where it's all mixed up in fine-grained sedimentary rocks, like shale, or using high-pressure fracking to extract more oil and gas from the ground. One thing stopping us using these new technologies to extract fuels is that the rising energy costs of extracting it could be just as damaging as the oil running out. Despite the cost of oil, the amount being extracted had...
Pause, not to mention what I mentioned earlier, that whenever you crack the ground up and you take the hydraulic pressure up from underneath your house, guess what happens? Your house goes down to, you know...
has actually remained constant, about 75 million barrels per day since 2005. And this means a plateau has been reached, where supply cannot match demand. It's also worth pointing out that fracking is far from ideal. It's been claimed that it has been linked to earthquakes and toxic tap water. We've already seen how the economics of getting to the fuel can outweigh humanity's demand for it. In 2016, around 460,000 barrels a day of high-cost production like fracking was shut down in the US due to the cost. But that just means, surely it's there for later, when the economics are right, right? Well, maybe we need to leave it there. The planet is warming due to the burning of those fossil fuels. Burning fossil fuels releases carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, traps heat, and it causes a greenhouse effect. It's been estimated that we cannot burn more than about a third of those proven resources if we have any hope at all of meeting plans to keep the temperature rise at 2 degrees centigrade or less. Although it may feel that we don't seem to be in a particular hurry to look for alternatives, energy transitions have always taken a long time. It took over 50 years for coal to replace wood as the world's leading source of energy, and another 50 years for oil to overtake coal. So, here's a promising thought. In the end, with so many options for renewable sources of sustainable power being developed, we might actually never have to answer this question of what happens when the oil is finally all gone. Right, this is one where we really want to hear your opinions about this whole subject. Put your thoughts down in the comments below. Subscribe to the channel if you...
I ain't subscribing and I'm not putting my comments down below. Propagandists, I tell you what, man. You've been done hurt it all today here on Mad Science. Well, maybe not all of it. Most of it. A lot of it. But, you know what? It's just ridiculous. It's just flat out ridiculous. Let me see what the heck is going on here. I think we just played that one right there. So I need to move down to here because we have to hear from this guy right here. This is funny, man.
Let me be very honest with you. I have got 4 kids and I have 7 beautiful grandchildren. And I intend to do everything that I can to make certain that the planet that we leave all of the children of this world is a planet that is healthy, is a planet that is habitable. And in order to do that, we are going to have to stand up to the fossil fuel industry. We're going to have to transform our energy system and energy systems all over the world away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy. A lot that has to be done. But today, I am happy to tell you that I joined with Senator Merkley and with other senators to introduce legislation that is very, very significant in terms of transforming our energy system. And what that legislation says is that in the future, federal land, the land that is owned by all of us, will not be used for the extraction of fossil fuel, coal, oil, or gas. That the land we all own is not going to contribute more to climate change. In my view, it is imperative that we not only talk the talk, but that we walk the walk. That the United States leads the world in combating climate change, and that is leading and moving aggressively away from fossil fuel to energies which are clean and sustainable. Now, my hope is that all presidential candidates, all of them, will join Senator Merkley, Senator Warren, and others in making certain that this legislation goes forward, that we are prepared to stand up to the fossil fuel industry, and that we are prepared to tell them that whether they like it or not, their short-term profits are less important than the planet we're going to leave to future generations. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's old Bernie Sanders. Boy, you tell that fossil fuel industry, man. Yeah, right. And he still drives in a limousine, man. He still rides around in corporate jets. Let's keep rolling. So I think all the Senate and the Congress and even the news media, all of them sitting there behind the dumpster with the hookah and the doggone bong and the blunts and the big fatties, and they're all toking it up and they're just laughing at your expense and all that. You know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, because that's not the one that you need to worry about, right? Here we go.
December 2015, the Paris Climate Conference. For the first time ever, 195 countries agreed to a legally binding climate deal to reduce carbon emissions.
I think everyone in the oil and gas industry agrees that it's going to be a different future.
This $5 trillion industry may be facing a seismic shift, but that doesn't mean it's ready to ditch the dirty fossil fuels that made it rich. Instead, many companies are banking on new methods to clean up an old process. Norwegian oil and gas giant Statoil struck it rich in the North Sea in the late 1960s. Over four decades later, at its Sleipner gas rig, the company is attempting to make fossil fuel production cleaner.
We have an ambition to become the most carbon efficient oil and gas producer in the world. The world will look for companies like ourselves that take a proactive stand on this and deliver oil and gas to the world, but doing it in a sustainable manner.
Statoil's business still relies on the harmful burning of fossil fuels by its customers, but at least the company is trying to reduce its own carbon footprint. It's transformed some of its offshore rigs with technology that enables engineers to separate the carbon dioxide and pump it underground. Statoil's Sleipner gas rig is the world's first offshore carbon capture storage plant.
Imagine that. Alright, let's keep rolling. Got one more.
Imagine a world without fossil fuels. None at all. Imagine a world where you never need to smell the fumes of a passing car, bus, or truck, and where traffic noise is massively reduced. Imagine a world powered by something you can't touch, which will be abundant for billions of years. Imagine a world where every single home has...
Hold on, stop it. Didn't they say there wasn't no such thing as free energy? Didn't they say that? Didn't they mock and laugh and ridicule and write laws of physics to say that it wasn't possible? Let's rewind that last statement right there.
Imagine a world powered by something you can't touch, which will be abundant for billions of years. Imagine a world where every single home has electricity, no matter how far it is from the grid. That's the future beyond fossil fuels. Imagine governments no longer needing to subsidize fossil fuel production, or spend fortunes protecting their underground fuel sources, pipes, and transmission lines.
But how are they going to be able to afford the doggone dope, man? If they can't be in bed with the oil industries, how are they going to be able to afford their hookahs and their doggone bongs and stuff, man? These senators and congressmen, you can't let them go, without, man. They got to have their stuff, all right? And you need to pay for it. Oh, I got 15 credit cards paid for by the taxpayers, citizens, and I need some more money. Yeah?
Trillions of taxpayer dollars are freed up. Smog and greenhouse gases plummet. Public health improves. This healthy future is closer than you think. Our energy system is undergoing an unstoppable transformation. The coal-fired power industry that took a century to build is being rapidly replaced by sun and wind power, forces of nature which cannot be dug out of the ground or sold on commodity markets. In this totally fossil fuel-free world...
Pause! So, it can't be dug out of the ground, and you're going to make all these machines out of what? What you going to melt that iron with? You're going to get enough solar power in order to melt the steel and all that? Well, if you was kind of creative, you might have ways that you could do that using induction heating. But nonetheless, still, you're talking about all kinds of things, but you ain't putting anything on the table that says how you're actually going to manufacture all these things if you can't be digging stuff up out the ground. You're going to recycle what's already out the ground and reuse that, which is maybe possible. But nonetheless, you still talk about you're going to need some sort of energy, some sort of power in order to be able to make what you're talking about.
Electricity belongs to everyone. It's homegrown in the true sense, bringing power to the 1.3 billion people who are currently inexcusably without it. The Paris Climate Agreement bound nations of the world to work peacefully for a fossil fuel-free economy. But we need to move fast. We must harness the power of the sun and work at the speed of light.
We got to move fast because old Ocasio-Cortez says we only got 12 years left, man. We got to get this done in 12 years. Actually, a lot sooner, because if you only got 12 years left, that means that the problem's getting bad every minute, so whatever.
Mission is to bend the curve of emissions now, so that renewable energy outcompetes fossil fuels as the best new source of energy in all markets around the world by 2020. So, let's thank fossil fuels for all they have done.
2020. Let's see, it's 2019 now. You got to speed it up a little bit, because that's like next year, man. And next year's coming like real quick. So by 2020, they're going to be using those renewables to beat the fossil fuel industry, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Sure. What's-his-face was doing it. Henry Ford back in 1941, driving around in a car made out of hemp with hemp seed oil for fuel.
Their contribution to humanity has been nothing short of extraordinary. However, now that we understand the dangers and the side effects, and have exciting, everlasting alternatives, it is time to retire them. Pronto! The journey to our fossil fuel-free future is the most exciting, the most innovative, the most necessary, the most inclusive and far-reaching global transformation we have ever seen. This is the answer to so many challenges in the world, the energy newtopia. The only question now is, how quickly can we get there?
And that, my friend, was probably one of the most, if not the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my entire life, man. And it just keeps going on and on. But these folks, they don't care. You know, these folks out there that think they're environmentalists, they probably have good intentions. But, you know, the road to disaster was paved by good intentions. Either way, you know, if you're really serious about all this stuff, you're going out passing all these dang laws out there to charge people taxes on CO2 emissions. Never mind the fact that most of the science gets ignored, and they keep on saying the debate's over, and that the general consensus amongst all the scientists is that global warming is happening and all this, and we got to resolve it. Then you're being scammed. You're being scammed by the oil industry, the coal industry, the nuclear power industry, the alternative energy industry, yeah, the governments. You're being scammed. It ain't about the fact that we don't have all the energy necessary. It's not about the fact that free energy exists, because they just got there telling you in their little roundabout way. You know, even greenhouse gases, that in their roundabout way, they tell you the plants eat the CO2. And it's just, man, it makes my head hurt. I'm sitting here rubbing my face right now trying to get some sort of brain activity to function again properly, you know, because it's just, it makes my head boil whenever I listen to the ridiculousness that comes out of the mouths of so-called educated environmentalists, representation, and scientists in general. You know, they're always talking about going into space and all these cool technologies and all the stuff that we can do, and at the same time they say we got to combat climate change and all this craziness. All right, let's just give the devil his due. Okay, we got to combat it. When are you going to listen to common sense? When are we going to re-engineer the machines that we have running that are so energy inefficient that it is ridiculous? And, man, if you want to capture carbon so that it don't get into the air, you know, that's so easy to do. But what's going to be the deal? You're going to have to put a mask over your face at one point in time, because even your breath is going to cause climate change. They blame every single thing under the sun on climate change, even just totally ridiculous stuff on climate change. I need to Google it up. I need to find out most ridiculous things blamed on climate change. Let me type this into the deal right there. Most ridiculous, useless things blamed on climate change. Let's see what Google tells us. Alright, 15 most ridiculous things the media says about climate change. Let me see what this is. Alright, what's the media saying? Fox host Lou Dobbs says that climate change is a UN plot to take over the world. CNN commentator Rick Santorum says that climate scientists are driven by money. InfoWars host suggests John Kerry broke up a hurricane with an energy beam shot from Antarctica. Fox commentator Tammy Bruce calls climate change a malleable issue for the left, as they can blame everything on it. Former Daily Caller contributor Ian Miles Cheong says that climate change is a neo-Marxist hoax invented on dismantling capitalism. Sounds like the liberals wrote this one. During cold weather spell, Fox and Friends host urges Trump to take credit for solving global warming. Former Republican or representative, whatever, Alan West says God has climate change under control. Conservative host, this is definitely written by liberals, Mark Levin likens climate change to Marxism, which it is, man. Nine, according to radio host Limbaugh, Hurricane Florence forecast was all to heighten the belief in climate change. Fox Sean Hannity says that they do lie to us repeatedly about global warming, which is the truth, you know. CNN commentator says there is a climate change industrial complex, which that's a fact. Commentator Mark Stein says that the climate change is a form of class war. Yeah, that's true. Breitbart James Delling, whatever, says the great global warming scare was launched by dirty tricks. That's the truth. So this is liberals, man. Liberals wrote that list right there. What's the real list? Let's see here. 10 best, it don't matter, because they blame everything on climate change. It don't matter what it is. If you got a headache, it's climate change's fault. That's why I got a climate change headache, man. Let's see. Neil deGrasse Tyson has a question ready to ask alien life. If we were abducted by aliens, the first thing I'd ask whether they came from a planet where people also deny science. What? He ain't even a science guy, man. He's one of those guys, astrophysicists, just makes it up as they go. I mean, because how are you going to know what the doggone universe is like, or the truth of it? You see a little shiny dot through a lens, and you look by the color of it, and you can tell what type of materials is on that and what type of gases or whatever. Yeah, right, man. And you're just making stuff up as you go. That's like quantum physics, man. If quantum physics is like when you don't know what the truth is or have an idea, you just make it up. Let me see if this is EcoWatch here. See if this is the same exact list, but all of it's ridiculous. For 15 most ridiculous things figures said about climate change in 2016. It's back to Rush Limbaugh again. Yep, it's Rush Limbaugh and Matt Drudge peddled a reckless conspiracy theory downplaying the threat of Hurricane Matthews. Yeah, that's it. When you talk about the most ridiculous things, they never put out the liberal point of view of what the most ridiculous things blamed on climate change. I ain't found it yet. 20 funny climate change strike signs. Let me see what the heck this is right here. If you're waiting for a sign, this is it. What? Use less paper. All right. So, I don't know, folks. If you're interested in ridiculousness, you can find it. It's everywhere. But the fact is, all these people, it's so bad I skipped the Area 51 raid. Man, even the aliens know not to come to Area 51. Man, I tell you what. It just, people, I don't know what to do about them. There's probably nothing you can do about it. It's just, people are just nuts. There's just craziness run amok, man. Science, because you can't just bleep stuff up. Ah, you'll die of old age, I'll die of climate change. This planet is hotter than, whatever. I got a picture of some dude in his boxer shorts. Here we're in danger. That ain't good. My son won't clean up his bedroom, but he wants to clean up the planet. I'm with him. Okay. Keep Earth clean. Clean is clean. It's not Uranus. What? I don't get that. Well, guess I do get it, but that's nuts anyway. Clean. Whatever. Why should we go to school if you won't listen to education? Well, it ain't education in school anymore. It's indoctrination. Stop trying to make coal happen. What? That's it. You gotta fight for their children's to party. Okay. Nobody puts renewable resources in the corner. It's climate. It's changing. So why aren't you? Don't be a fossil fool. All right, yeah, okay. Okay, let's see. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm what? I'm Luz? Freaking terrified for our future. Huh. That's stupid. The planet is hotter than my boyfriend? Really? I guess you ain't been in my neighborhood. I got the heater on. Yo. look. Go look up your own ridiculousness. Because I seen my own. There's just so many crazy things out there. It's just mind-blowing. But I've showed example after example after example of why you're never going to run out of what they like to call fossil fuel. And natural versions of running hemp seed oil in a diesel engine that don't have all the detergents and all that crazy stuff in there ain't no different than biodiesel. So you're still running an internal combustion engine, but you're doing it better. Let's see. Yolanda says, Shaziz, I read on a site we need to stop having so many barbecues to help our climate warming. Help curb climate warming. Oh, okay, yeah. So you got to stop having barbecues now, Yolans? Man, that's terrible. So, you know, all these people that want to have some snacks after they've done toked up the bong or hit the hookah or, had a blunt or smoked a big fatty or something like that, you know, got a bad case of bonger's lung for going too deep inside the bong and toking it up too much. You know, like your senators and your congressmen and your parliament members and probably even the queen and the prince and all them do behind the dumpster, the White House and stuff. Yeah, we know what's going on. They're just talking out the side of their neck. That's what's happening. But yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff being said about what causes, you know, climate change. Probably going to go get accused of, I ain't even going to say it, man. Anon said laugh out loud, yeah, yes, less barbs, they causing and any face palms. I see it, man. You're gonna have to drink flat soda, you're gonna have to drink flat beer, you're gonna have to drink flat champagne. We're actually gonna have to stop brewing altogether because you know, CO2 is one of the off gases that comes from fermentation. So, you know, you're actually going to have to get down there in the bottom of the ponds and the lakes and ensure that none of that gases gets out of there, because there's methane and CO2 that comes up out of your ponds when everything rots. So, I'll tell you what. Henry Ford, 1941, car made out of hemp, driving with hemp fuel, hemp seed oil fuel. And here we are today. Weed's illegal, man. Hemp's illegal. You can't use it, but it'll make a fender for a car that you can hit with a sledgehammer and not dent it up. You think the insurance companies would like that one? I highly doubt it. So, you know, hey, it's like I said, man. They don't want you. They don't want you hitting the bong. They don't want you hitting the hookah, but they're going to be doing it when you ain't looking the other way. Yeah, what did Bill Clinton say? He said, well, I didn't inhale. Ozzy said he did, though, if that matters. Anyway, I'm just dumbfounded because the craziness that goes on. I'm thinking, you know, the reason why they take our kids and dumb them down in schools is because, you know, you got to keep the oil industry in power. You got to keep the government's continuity of government. You got to make workers, not thinkers. You don't want free thinkers out there. Free thinkers is people like myself that get out there and mouth off on the radio talking about Congress and the Senate and the Parliament and the Queen and the Prince and all the different dictators of the world toking it up at your expense. You know they are. Heck, they're probably snorting the same coke that they made illegal. They're probably out there in the poppy fields helping to cultivate. You know, hey, look, why don't you get some of this? This stuff looking pretty good. You know, hey, I'm telling you, folks, we are quite literally living in the movie Idiocracy. You got a solution for every single problem under the sun. Nature has provided energy. Nature has provided medicine. Nature has provided more food than you can use in a trillion lifetimes. If I'm lying, why do they throw so much food away? Huh? Why do they do that? Why is there people hungry in the world? You know, and why is something like hemp that you can make 50,000 products out of and a car and fuel? And that don't even scratch the surface. That's just hemp. You can do the same thing with duckweed and watermill and grass clippings and leaves and sticks and anything biological that rots, including sewage and stuff. So you ain't never going to see a day when they run out of fuel at all, period. And if you can't find free energy, you're simply not listening to mad science and you're not paying attention. When are the people of this world going to get their act together? When the folks out there are fed up and they're tired of going to jail for longer for having a bag of weed in their pocket than the guy that went out and committed murder, then I tell you what, send all them folks over here to talk to me. Send all the folks over here from every single environmentalist group out there and every single person out there that is concerned about how our planet's going to be dead in 12 years. Send them over to listen to my show. Have them talk to me. Have them debate me. Tell me that there ain't no such thing as free energy. You're talking about solar power and wind power. Okay, I give you credit for that one. But you're also talking about how they're inefficient and you're relying on whether the rain or whether the sun's out or the wind's blowing. And you talk about nuclear industry, one half of you saying how bad it is, the other half of you saying how clean it is. Yeah, we never talked about thorium reactors. We never talked about different types of salt water reactors. We never talked about storing heat energy from the sun to get us through the night. We didn't talk about 98% of all the possibilities that are out there don't even get talked about. And it's maddening. Anon 8152 said we need to go back to lawful ways. We know that the legal system is idolatry and a den of iniquity. Why can we not be just and responsible for our actions, of ourselves and the business that have evolved through this corporate policy bleep? And it was there to serve the real, not disfigure them. To serve the real, not disfigure them. Anyway, yeah, I agree. Okay, look, I'm just saying. The system isn't for you. It is not made for you. It is made to enslave you. It is made to make sure that they continuously have money in their pocket. It is made to ensure that they have continuity of government. It is made to ensure that you keep on doing what you're told and you keep on going to work. And you are a nice, good little worker ant or a worker bee, whichever basically think of yourself as. Because today our genders, there's like 58 of them that I heard, probably more by now. There's no more men and women exclusives. There's all kinds of he's and she's and it's and was's and whatever, you know. And people are marrying trees and dogs and cars and and it's mass chaos. You know, it's cats sleeping with dogs and utter, just madness and whatever. You know, it's just nothing makes any sense anymore. They talked about the wars and the rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence and all that. And, you know, reefer madness. They said you're going to go crazy while they're toking it up, telling you you're going to go crazy. You know doggone good and well the people that wrote that had to have been stoned. I mean, that's the last time you seen a mass murderer that was so stoned out of his mind that he got off the couch and put down his nachos and his s'mores and stuff like that and went out and got all radical and violent on somebody. You know, you're more likely to get somebody who's drunker and skunk, if they can still walk, go out there and get in a fight than you would some old hippie, man. They like peace, love, and can't we all just have some nacho cheese and play some Nintendo or some PlayStation or something like that or whatever. I don't know what kind of games the kids are using nowadays, but, you know, pretty high-tech stuff. Meanwhile, they're worried about the planet. They're worried about the wars and the rumors of wars and plagues and famine. And I'm saying we have the knowledge on how to fix it. Nature's provided all the solutions, and yet here we are. Here we are. You're listening to an episode of Mad Science at ShazizRadio.com and People for People Radio Network and all the other affiliated networks that rebroadcast and stuff. You know, it's appreciated. But when? When are we going to get our act together? When are we going to stop buying into the lies? I'm tired of the lies, folks. I'm tired of the ridiculousness. People want to say we have a limited amount of crude oil so they can sell it for high prices at the fuel pump. And even to the extent when they're engineering these machines, they could engineer them to be perfectly efficient, yet they have to have flaws because they have to help their buddies sell more fuel. Look, you think these race car guys make their cars go so fast by not understanding the physics of what's happening with that fuel? But they could do even better. They could get them cars to go so ridiculously fast by using technologies like, go look at the doggone Koenigsegg, man. It's got electric transmission ran by a gasoline engine, and that thing is ridiculously powerful. It's fast. And, you know, all these different technologies combined in there that are, you know, basically you can engineer them to be so incredibly efficient that you're not wasting fuel. I could go on, I have gone on, for podcast after podcast talking common sense to try to get people to come together to do things, and all I keep getting is the same old result. Right now, people should be knocking down the door for this kind of information, wherever it comes from. You said you want to save the planet. Okay, yeah, let's do that, right? What are you waiting on? I'll start helping after I get done with this protest. I'm going to get in this bus, and I'm going to drive over to the protest, right over the protest with a whole bunch of other protesters. And we're going to leave some CO2 behind us. And then when we get there, we're going to throw trash all over the ground because somebody else is going to pick it up, when we could recycle that trash and save the environment. But we're going to protest to save the environment. We're going to stand out there with wooden sticks and paper signs saying save the trees. You know? We're going to go burn down our communities until the government gets their act together. You want the government to do your job for you. The government wants you to go out and do their dirty job for them. Folks, you need better representation. You got these knuckleheads probably so, basically I think their brains are probably pickled. They probably, got enlarged livers and kidneys from drinking too much alcohol and toking up too much, synthetic dope or something like that. You know, they're probably snorting coke and crack and meth, everything else under the doggone sun. You know, some of these doggone things that come out of these so-called politicians and government officials' mouths is just so so ridiculous since they have to be higher intoxicated in order to believe the lies that are coming across their lips. It's ridiculous. And then for the average Joe to just eat it up, yeah, we're going to save the planet, we're all doomed. Anon9368 said seizure, they suffer from seizure. they're always seizing somebody's property. Asset forfeiture seizure. If you got a little bag of weed, they're going to come and steal your house and your car. Probably even your kids, too, man. They'll put your kids in a labor camp and call it an orphanage or something like that. There's so much stuff going on out there, folks. It's flat out ridiculous. So we got to get our act together. We got to stop voting in these people. We got to start showing them who's the boss. Really, I mean, look, it's like a movie, Chicken Run, and I'm that one chicken that's trying to get everybody to go over the fence. Let's get outside the box, you know? And the ant, he said it, or the grasshopper said about the ant. One ant stand up to us, and all might stand up to us, and our way of life is going to change. It's crazy, folks. It's so crazy, man. I'll tell you, these folks in Congress and the Senate, and they must be out there freebasing Clearasil or something, man. It just don't make any sense how these people could miss all the real science, and that the fact that scientists are not on board. All the real scientists should be coming over here to mad science, because they're like, hey, you know what? The system wants to shut us up. The system wants to shut us down. If we don't say what they want, then they won't give us funding. Well, that's not real science. So if you sold your soul to the devil and that's what you want, just to say whatever that makes them happy so that you can keep on getting your money, come over here and work with us. We'll all make money together. We'll do it the right way. You know, we'll build cars made out of hemp that you can hit with a sledgehammer and not dent the car. Nowadays, you hit the doggone fender of your car with a cotton swab, you'll probably total the sucker, man. They're made out of plastic, cheap old tin or whatever, and they're junk. And they're, like, ridiculously inefficient. That engine, the internal combustion engine produces so much waste heat, it's ridiculous. And if that engine was re-engineered, you could run it on hemp oil, you could run it on water, and you wouldn't even have to worry about all this pollution that they keep on boo-hooing about. We could build huge energy power plants, hydrogen energy cells and power plants that could do the same job as nuclear power and not have the so-called nuclear waste in the end of it. And not even have to worry about any possibility of something going awry and blowing up the planet. No, let's build 10 million more nuclear power plants and have Homer Simpson and his significant others running that thing. Because that's what we got going on right now. We got people out there putting Gatorade on the doggone crops, trying to grow a better crop. Talking about how you're not going to have no food and we're going to ain't going to have no water and we're all going to die and everything. Man, I'll tell you what, that just gets on my nerves. The whole earth is covered, most of it's covered in water, and what land we do got, we got more than enough land to grow is more than enough fuel for 10 times the population we got now, yet they still think we're overpopulated. And the more cars we get out of here, whatever, blah, blah. Well, if NASA's correct, then shut your face and start building up some ships and fly some of these people over there to Mars. Matter of fact, take all the Greenpeace and all the doggone environmentalists and all the liberals and all the knuckleheads, take them and ship them over to Mars and they can build the perfect world over there. But they're going to find out they're going to need CO2 to heat up their planet. And they're going to find out that it doesn't work like that. It gets colder. I tell you what. I'm going to take a quick music break. And I'm going to come back and polish this show off with a bang somehow. Stay tuned. You're listening to Mad Science.
something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
goddamn is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, I heard the ruckus too, man. Hey, my awesome friend over there, Gary, said, can we develop free energy from lies every time a politician opens their mouth? More free energy? Yeah, I wish we could hook generators to their lips because as fast as they're flapping and telling all the lies they do, heck, we'd have more energy to go around. And so, look, man, if you don't want to smoke cigarettes, you can go out and get you a vape, man. You can smoke one of them vapor cigarettes. Just make sure that you watch out, because if you put them in your pocket, might blow a hole in your trousers when they explode. So, like, you know, nature made tobacco, nature made hemp, you know, both of which could be turned into biofuels, you know, or whatever. You know, they talk about, you know, all these different terrible things in the world. Secondhand smoke kills. Well, vapes will blow a hole in your doggone shorts, that's for sure. And, you know, people putting all kinds of crazy chemicals in there trying to make them smell good and all that, make themselves sick, or you know, put some really heavy-duty synthetic weeds in there or whatever in the vapors and all kinds of, you wouldn't believe half the stuff people think of. If there ain't a warning label on it, and most generally, even if there is a warning label on it, somebody will figure out how to abuse it. Well, the same thing goes with real science. You know, people abuse real science. They turn what would have been a positive into a weapon of war. Hey, look what they did to Tesla's technology, man. Look, I could go on and on and on, and normally I do. But I'm so tired of the lies. The lies and the propaganda and the just blatantly robbing from people. They're stealing natural resources from everywhere. From every part of the world. Every corner of the flat earth or every point of the globe or whatever it is that you believe. It don't matter anymore. The fact is, if there's somebody in this world that can't get a fresh drink of water, we got issues. Somebody in this world can't get some food to eat, we got problems. If somebody out there can't get the medicine that they need, everything that nature's provided in such great abundance that you'll never run out of anything, folks. And the world recycles everything. And with just a little bit of common sense and some basic science and some basic physics and some basic mechanics, we could get our act together as individuals, as a people, all together, you and me working together, solving all these problems. The government ain't been able to do it. Who do they call when they need something done? They call you. You got the skills. You went to the school and you got your education. Now you're a good worker. You're the best in your field. Well, take that knowledge that you got, put it towards working for the people, and you'll be the best in the world. It don't matter. It just don't matter anymore, because no matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter how many times you keep pointing it out and pointing it out and pointing it out over and over repeatedly in podcast after podcast, and talking about how energy really is free, and all these folks out here constantly want to fight against you. They don't want to work with you. They want to protest the government. They want a welfare check from the government. They want the government to take care of them. They want the government to wipe their bottoms for them. Pull up your big panties, your big boy panties, and get them out of a bunch and get your act together, man. You know, you folks out there, I swear, there's some people in this world that are so confused about reality, they don't even know whether they're a man or a woman anymore. They don't know whether they're a chicken or a duck, whether they want to marry the tree or their favorite car. Who knows? You know? But the Senate, the Congress, the parliaments, all the leadership of the world, the dictators and all that, the bankers, the corporate entities, all these different big giant businesses and so-called wealthy that y'all despise, they don't care. They don't care what you do. They don't care what you say. They don't want to take your guns. They want you shooting each other so that they can come in there and be the boss. Yeah, there's a problem. Let's go fix it. Yeah, we're going to use our rules now. You ain't figured out by now you're being played like a banjo. You're the pawn in the game of chess and life that they play. Then you ain't gonna figure it out. You're just gonna keep on keeping on. Keep on doing the things that makes them money. It don't matter. You go protest, you're making them money. You go out there and lie and beat each other up, you're making them money. They don't care about all that. They don't care what you got to say. You know, they're gonna do what they do. So, you know, with all that said, what more could you say? Literally. Man, I got so much dust growing on my doggone desk right here, I could grow potatoes. I got to get around cleaning this place up. It's a mess. Anyway, so we've talked about all kinds of things here today. We talked about all kinds of craziness. We talked about the lies that the propaganda and all the craziness that they keep on doing. I'm asking this question. If you heard this information for the first time and you think there's something to it and it's worthy of you taking the extra time to share a link to this website or to my YouTube channel or Facebook or whatever, or just copy the podcast and hand it over to somebody, you know, how could you go wrong? How could you go wrong? How could you go wrong by finding those researchers out there like Stephen Gibbons did and put hundreds of links? If you go scroll up there in the Super chat room, you'll find a button that says Stephen's resource page. And on there, he's got so many different links to alternative energy researches, alternatives to what the system does. And we can make it happen. We can literally make it happen. We got the information. We got every solution necessary to resolve every single problem under the sun. And if you can't find free energy, you simply must not want it because you're not paying attention to what it is we're trying to say. If you want to build energy efficient equipment, if you want to save the environment, if you want to stop wasting resources and all that kind of stuff, you know, bring them here. Bring these people here. Let's have a talk. Let's get down to it. Let's get it resolved. Because what we got going on right now, outside of the, you know, I guess if you, to some extent you could find it amusing, because if you have any brains or common sense and you listen to the ridiculousness coming out of the mouths of people we call representation, or even sometimes in a lot of cases just the average Joe, it's amusing. It's ridiculously amusing. It's like watching the movie Idiocracy play out before your very eyes. And man, so, I don't know, man. I just don't know anymore. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. That ain't already been done or said. I'm just one man. I can't do this job unless people want to support this job and send the information out there. I'm not asking you for your funds or your finances or your firstborn. I'm just asking you to send a ripple of old crazy old shazizz out there and let the world hear what it is we're talking about. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Mad Science Show, and right after this you'll hear music with Kara Hour. Stay tuned, and hope you enjoy. Take care, everybody. Share this podcast, please.
What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
It was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.